You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Famous Brands today announced that they will be expanding into Malaysia with the first of their master license agreements that's been concluded. We're going to be taking a look at this in a bit more detail with the managing executive of four quick service restaurants at Famous Brands, Terry Boardman. He joins me on the line now to see what we make of these developments. Terry, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for the time. Interesting decision to go into the Malaysian markets. Famous Brands has got quite the footprint in South Africa already and in other regions. Why Malaysia?
Yeah, so I think, Jimmy, thanks for having me on the show, and good evening to your listeners as well. I think it's important to understand that we're quite selective about the markets that we go into, and in the case of Malaysia, it was really around linking up with a great partner in the market. That was a kind of key decision. And having a look at the market, there's lots of similarities in terms of how the market behaves, specifically in terms of the consumer looking for great value. There's a high propensity in the market to go out and frequent takeaways and kind of get out for a meal. So, you know, high opportunity within the market, and lots of similarities in terms of our experiences across Africa with, you know, very strong family units and a very kind of transient type market that kind of moves between Kuala Lumpur and out into the villages, etc., within Malaysia. So, yeah, some similarities and obviously a nice opportunity with the Mesra Group, and that's why the decision was made to enter the market after quite a bit of research and in-market interactions with the Mesra Group.
Terry, let's take a look at the strategic rollout of the expansion into Malaysia. I mean, from a Famous Brands perspective, there are no shortage of good portfolio assets, leading brands, signature brands, the quick service restaurants. Why go in with this specific restaurant or these specific restaurants as a start, understanding how vast your portfolio is? Is it because of the demand in the Malaysian market that you're seeing, or is it because these could potentially be your best performing portfolio assets to go into that market with?
Jimmy, I think it's twofold. If you look at the market, obviously burger consumption with the market is very strong. So there's great consumer demand on the burger side. So obviously going with Steers was a natural progression. Debonair's pizza as well, if you look at the pizza consumption in the market, is probably potential for growth. So we see that as an opportunity to kind of grow the pizza consumption by taking a very different types of pizza experience and pizza offering into the Malaysian market. From that perspective, I mean, if you look, I mean, essentially it sits around burger, chicken, and pizza in terms of the three biggest categories worldwide. So, I mean, Steers and Debonair's, big brands in South Africa, are doing well within the African markets and obviously has the potential to kind of grow there. Another key factor is because Mesra is obviously linked to the Petronas Group with petroleum sites across the country. I mean, we have good experience and good expertise in terms of rolling out with petroleum partners. And on that basis, they've got the real estate to kind of facilitate putting in Steers and Debonair's pizzas across those type of environments and enhancing their retail offering in those C-store environments. A nice opportunity, and I think a nice strategic alignment and link to their needs as well as ours.
Terry, let's take a look at menu options. We've seen many QSR rollouts across borders, kind of customizing menus to that particular region or to that particular location. Is that something that Famous Brands is going to be looking to do in the Malaysian markets or perhaps in other markets as well outside the South African markets? A lot of the Famous Brands are specifically South African brands, and they bring a unique sense of flavor to international markets. But we have seen with some of your competitors as well that they go into a new market and they bring in a menu that's more localized in that respect. How is Famous Brands seeing that and perhaps your approach in that respect?
Yeah, I mean, we go into the market unapologetic around the fact that we are a South African brand, and we've got a very specific differentiation in terms of taste and product. There is some localization around starches, as an example. I mean, the Asian market has a requirement for rice as a starch option, which is not something that is prevalent in our current menu offering. So there has been some adaptations, but the Mesra team in country run Mesra Cafe. They have a very clear understanding of the local market. They've tasted all the products. We've obviously taste tested it with consumers. There's a good buy into what the offer is and the fact that it is differentiated, but there is going to always be some localization and adaption over time. But I mean, we're going in with our best foot forward in terms of our best products and kind of what differentiates us compared to some of the other competitors that are existing in the market.
Terry, before I let you go, I want to take a look at the relationship with Mesra and the master licensing agreement. I mean, famous brands, you touched on the fact that we are uniquely South African as a brand, holding over 3,000 restaurants, could quite easily go into this market without a partner and without the need for these sorts of arrangements that you've entered into with Mesra. Where's the strategic advantage from a famous brand's perspective, other than perhaps the partnerships along the Patronus filling stations and that? How does famous brands kind of approach your licensing agreements, understanding that you are big enough to not need them?
You know, I think at the end of the day, we are a great franchising business. I mean, that's predominantly, and on that essence, we have the systems, we've got the know-how, we've got great brands. At the end of the day, you know, partnerships are strengthened when there is someone that has a local understanding of the market. And importantly here, I mean, supply chain is obviously key in the market, and Mesra will be developing both warehousing and supply chain to supply into Steers and Debonairs Pizza within the market. And that's a key component in terms of developing consistency of product, getting pricing right so that we can obviously deliver on the front end in terms of a great value and experience for the Malaysian consumer. So I think, like anything, you could always do things on your own. But when you find the right partner and they have a local understanding and they've got the current capability and capacity and know-how in their market, that can only strengthen the potential and the opportunity that exists in that market.
Terry, do you get a bit more confidence from the state of the economies that you are looking at? So the Malaysian economy, as an example, is a fast-growing economy at the moment that is doing GDP growth north of 4%. Do you, as a brand, as famous brands, get a bit more comfort in being able to expand into markets that are already fast-growing or fast-moving? And does that make rollout easier?
I think, Jimmy, absolutely. I mean, we all know it's tough to do business in Africa. There's no doubt around that. I mean, disposable income has been a challenge, as we know, on home ground. When you're looking at a country that's got 34 million people plus, it's got less than a 3% unemployment rate, it's got a fast-growing economy, and it's got some of the fundamentals that I think probably make it attractive in terms of growth potential. And we're aligned with getting some great real estate through this partnership with the Mesra Group and getting access to that and growing the brands in like really great locations. That for us is quite important. But I think at the end of the day, it's a great market. It's got, it feels a little bit like, kind of South Africa and the African continent from time to time, just in terms of how the consumer behaves in the market. But I must also note that when you have a look in terms of the frequency of, kind of the out of home eat out occasion for the Malaysian consumer, it's off the charts, and they really do like going out and kind of enjoying life from a takeout perspective and getting out and about. So the frequency is great. So I think all the fundamentals are there for a great opportunity. And what we got to do is get out of the market, put our best foot forward, deliver great product and a great experience. And, you know, as they say, you grow a brand, one pizza at a time, one burger at a time, and importantly, one suburb and one community at a time. So, that's the job to be done. But the opportunities certainly there in the Malaysia market.
Opportunities are plenty in Malaysia for the team at Famous Brands, and that is why they've elected to go into that market at this particular time. All the best to the Famous Brands team. Let us know how this goes, but for now we'll leave this conversation on that note. Thanks so much to the managing executive for Quick Service Restaurants, Terry Boardman, joining us to take a look at Famous Brands' expansion into Malaysia.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.